This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
A lot of small companies coming to the realization that they need to upgrade their IT systems. They're growing, adding people, keeping up with other competitors. This is a very critical time for businesses to develop their technology. And there's a company that's involved in that right now, WD, and they have a webinar coming up on the 22nd. And we have all the details at StorageSwiss.com. Joining us to talk about that webinar is Eric Slack, Senior Analyst from Storage Switzerland. Eric, one of the things that we're throwing around here with the development of IT and small to medium-sized business are SMBs. What are SMBs?
SMB stands for small to medium business is what the acronym is. And it's kind of varies. What the size really represents. But the vast majority of people use the term to represent businesses that are less than 1,000 people. And actually, it's probably more common that SMBs would be somewhere from 10 employees up to, say, 200 or 300 employees are kind of where most people think of SMBs.
So we have a lot of small businesses that are really do-it-yourself stuff, and they don't have business class materials. Is that what we need to try to get people to realize here in small to medium business? They need to get business class equipment.
Yeah, and it's equipment, and it's also processes. What happens is that. In probably a vast majority of SMBs, these companies start out with the owner or the most tech savvy employee being the de facto IT person, and there's consumer and prosumer gear is pretty functional these days. I mean, you can get a lot of capacity and a lot of horsepower at your local office supply store. So a lot of these companies will start with laptops and desktop USB drives and really sort of personal personal NASs or personal file servers and backup utilities. Typically the backup is a direct attached USB drive that they carry off site in a backpack. So it's a lot of what we call closet data center and backpack DR, if you will.
And with a lot of companies now facing tougher federal and state regulators coming in and saying, okay, you have to keep this, you have to keep that, you need to have recordings of this. The amount of data that you have to keep, store, back up, and have available even in disaster recovery, you really need to have this better equipment, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, better processes. You need to understand the regulations and the compliance and security is a big deal now, right? I mean, everybody's got their Target and all these other companies are having issues with data breaches. People are running mobile devices and effectively taking company data down to Starbucks with them. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened in the environment that really require an upgrade in the IT processes that small companies are using.
So coming up on the 22nd, that is tomorrow, if you're listening on the 21st, if you're listening when this just comes out, on Thursday the 22nd, live webinar with Paul Chen. He's the Senior Product Line Manager at WD, and we're going to talk a lot about the SMBs and what they need. What are some of the things we're going to touch on, Eric?
Well, what we're going to talk about is some of the challenges that are facing small businesses, and as we kind of alluded to earlier, growth. I mean, there's more employees, more data, more equipment. There's really more of everything that these folks have to deal with. There's a requirement to consolidate storage, consolidate management, especially. I mean, these part-time IT managers, if you will, which is the business owner or somebody else, they got a lot of other things to do, and in trying to deal with the management of a dozen or two dozen desktops or laptops is a big deal. They need to stay abreast with these kinds of changes, and they also need to be in the cloud. I mean, this is another area that small businesses are facing. The cloud offers a lot of options, kind of an overwhelming number of options, and these small businesses need to know how they can access those benefits and integrate it with what their current IT infrastructure looks like, and really be able to kind of do all this really efficiently, so they're not taking on even more sort of administrative overhead than they currently are.
And the time of the webinar, if people want to catch it live, is when?
So for EMEA, we're doing the first webinar, which would be 1400 GMT. And for the U.S., we're doing it at 10 o'clock West Coast or Pacific time, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern time on the 22nd.
And if you sign up to either of the webinars, you get an exclusive white paper from Storage Switzerland. Eric, tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a paper written by George Crump, the founder of Storage Switzerland. It's called The ROI for SMB Cloud versus SMB NAS. And it goes into really what are the cost comparisons between running cloud-based services like backup and file sharing and those kinds of services versus some other options of using a NAS or a file server, small business server locally, and how do the costs of those two solutions compare for the small business.
Go to storageswiss.com and you can register there. If you're catching this after the 22nd, then you can catch us on demand. All of our webinars are available on demand at storageswiss.com. Anything you want to add, Mr. Slack?
No, just join us for the webinar. It should be really interesting. Western Digital, or WD, is one of the two primary disk drive manufacturers. And they've got a lot of insight into this market, and certainly have sell a lot of things and do a lot of stuff for the small to medium business industry.
For Eric Slack, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thank you for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.